creativity, and the power of pattern, information, and meaning. This is an introduction to a meditative session by the same title, written by Z. Charnot, February 26, 1989. There are subtitles. When we create, we have often spoken of ourselves as creators being created. Here, we focus upon when and how we create, when and how we fail to create, and when and how we mean to create, but fail. John Lilly, M.D., the psychiatric researcher who wrote such books as The Mind of the Dolphin and Center of the Cyclone, says, "Anything we believe either is true or tends to become true as a result of having believed it. Here, in belief, lies the power, the means of creation. Anything? Anything we believe? Yes, but we need to realize that it is sometimes in a personal and private reality, and sometimes in a shared reality, a consensus reality. The domain of belief may be very finite or limited. Discovered or created? What we believe may be true so that we discover it. What we believe may not yet be true so that we create it. Is there or can there be enough room in the universe for all of these private realities? Yes. It is the nature of free will to have created the delayed consequences via space and time to permit probable realities. We want these private and probable realities. We need these private and probable realities. We negotiate reality. The domain of effect will be determined by the minds that nourish the belief. We negotiate reality. We live in a society, in a civilization, where most people determine what they believe from their experience. Their beliefs are a subset of their observations, their experiences, their knowledge. We may believe there are atoms, not because we have seen the evidence, but because others have. We accept the existence of the elements as an hypothesis, which we may confirm with prescribed experiments. Large crystals of salt or sugar form by saturating a solution and allowing the slow evaporation of water to concentrate the solution to the point of crystallization. The atoms arrange themselves in a matrix. Because we believe this may happen, that atoms will resituate to form a large crystal, we attempt it experimentally. We don't explore or experiment with everything we believe. Faith is the power of mind. Here I am appealing to the truth contained in Hebrews 11. Faith is the foundation of that for which we hope, the transactional validation of the unseen. That is my translation from the Greek. Pray without ceasing. Pray nothing doubting. Why? Because it is the exercise of the privilege, the right, the responsibility we have as co-creators. Prayer is the practice of faith. Faith is not gullible acceptance. Faith is the power of mind. If you have faith, even as of a grain of mustard seed, you could say to yonder mountain, "Be moved," and it would move. To initiate and to falter. Sometimes we initiate an act of faith. We use the power of mind, and we image what we would create, but then we falter. We begin to look on our experiences to determine whether we continue to believe it will happen. Please proceed to part 2.